Well, I did share that today's scripture is one of my favorites. And it's because Thomas is one of my favorite people. Did you just ever have a moment in life where you've just been overwhelmed? Where everything just felt like it's been crashing in around you? That you've just needed some extra grace. That you needed a little extra love. That maybe your normal condition, your normal character in life is that you are rock solid. But all of a sudden, you need to be the one that needs a little extra air. That you're the one that needs to have the grace this time. And just because you're the one that needs to ask some questions doesn't mean that you're wrong. It means that you're the one that needs to have a foundation before you can move to the next step. I think this is where Thomas was. Thomas needed some extra air. Now, Jesus was supplying the air to breathe. And Thomas misses part of that air to breathe. Hear these words. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked, for fear of the Jews. This is still the resurrection day, folks. Jesus had just come out of the tomb. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed his hands to them and his side. And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus says to them, "Peace be with you. You, as the Father sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Think about that. He breathed on them. And he gave them, at that moment, directly that moment, the Holy Spirit. Now, I know what it's like to have the Holy Spirit within me, but can you imagine standing there and having Jesus breathe on you and receiving that into your personal lungs at that very second? If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now, Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples. And when Jesus came, so the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." Could you imagine being so excited and seeing that Jesus had come? And could you imagine being the one who missed it? And can you imagine being the one who had still been in such pain that you just had to be out and taking that walk? I bet you a lot of you have been in that same kind of predicament in life where you just needed air, needed to clear your head. And then when you get back, it's like, hey, guess what happened? And then you're like, no. And you're still like, your heart's ripped out, and yet, no, I missed it. Did it happen, really? You're grieving, and you're not grieving, and what's going on? Some of us are in the middle of that right now. But he said to them, Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." And so a week later, like today, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Put your finger here. Put your hand here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put them in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but are written that you too may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you have life in his name. Remember, just 2 weeks before this, though, Thomas was the guy that said, Jesus said, "We're going to Lazarus and Mary and Martha. Let's go." When the others were afraid. You know, sometimes in life, things are rough. Things are difficult. And you need just put back on track again, right? Put on track. What's the track that we're called to Sometimes I think we get derailed in so many things because of life. And life, let's face it, happens. Life is not linear. And if we think it's going to be all linear, straight trajectory, all rainbows and butterflies and roses, we're sadly mistaken. For some of us, it's been harder than others. For some of us, it's been downright rough. That's why we need community. That's why we hold each other up. And that's why we need Jesus. And that little taste of the Holy Spirit gave them hope. And it gave them the grace to be able to hold on and to believe. Yes, Thomas doubted. But I bet you in here, if we are all honest, if we took a mirror and held in front of ourselves, there's a lot of things in here that we could admit, oh, we've doubted. Right? We've doubted ourselves. We've doubted our spouses, our friends, our employers, our country, our community, our church. There's a whole host of things that we could say have let us down. But what I can tell you is God has been with us faithfully through it all. It's the world who lets us down, not God, not Christ, not the Holy Spirit. Evil entered into this world when Adam allowed it, when sin entered in then. But Jesus came. Jesus came to bring us the strength of grace, the strength of mercy. And died on that cross to offer us hope. Something that we couldn't do for ourselves. I can't do it. And I can't do it for you. And no matter who the person is that stands before you, whether it would have been one of the pastors from 200 years ago or the pastors for 200 years to come, they can't do it either. But their job and my job is to point to the one who can. And that's Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. The other job that we are to do is point to the one who directs and calls us into vision. Not my vision, not your vision, but God's vision. And what is God calling us as a church into next? God had a plan for those disciples to go out, which is our theological task of the United Methodist Church, but it goes beyond the United Methodist Church. Our theological task is to go make disciples and transform the world. It hasn't changed in over 2,000 years. called to keep our eye on the ball. And so when Jesus appeared back to those disciples and breathed on them, and then he got Thomas back on track, and eventually he gets Peter back on track. He brings hope to the world. That hope lies in them. And it starts by offering grace and mercy. Peter tells us, in praise to God for a living hope, he says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled in an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of faith, the salvation of your souls." Just like that sticker hiding in my hand. You might not see it now, but you will in a little while. And just like those little ones had joy in getting a sticker, and maybe that's simple, and maybe the joy of having this kind of hope is a lot more complex. But it doesn't need to be. Offer that joy. For we as believers are supposed to be pointing to him all of our lives and offering that grace and mercy and loving people right where they are forever and for always. Let us pray. Lord, just like the first disciples, as much anguish as they felt when Jesus had died, and then when he resurrected, and as much as they didn't understand, and Lord, maybe we don't understand so much of what's going on today. But we can find hope, and we can find joy in so many things. Breathe into us the breath of life. Just like you breathed into those disciples. We pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen.